YouTube and Facebook. Today is the 13th of August, 2019. In the book of Isaiah, we read, "Yet now, O hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus saith the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou Jeshurun, whom I have chosen, for I will pour water on him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the watercourses. One shall say, I am the Lord's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord, and surname himself by the name of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. And who is I shall call and shall declare it and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people and the things that are coming and shall come, let them show unto them. Fear not, fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. They that make a graven image are all of them vanity, and their delectable things shall not profit. And they are their own witnesses. They see not, nor know, that they may be ashamed, who hath formed a god or molten a graven image that is profitable for nothing. Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee. Thou art my servant, O Israel. Thou shalt not be forgotten of me. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, ye mountains, O forest, and every tree therein. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob, and glorified himself in Israel. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, and stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself, that frustrateth the tokens of the liar, and maketh diviners mad, that turneth wise men backward, and maketh their knowledge foolish, that confirmeth the word of his servant, and performeth the counsel of his messengers, that saith to Jerusalem, Thou shalt be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah ye shall be built, and I will raise up the decayed places thereof. That saith to the deep, Be dry, and I will dry up the rivers. That saith of Cyrus, He is my shepherd, and shall perform all my pleasure. Even saying to Jerusalem, Thou shalt be built, into the temple thy foundation shall be laid. Isaiah 44, 1 through 10, and 21 through 28. Isaiah chapter 45 confirms that God is sovereign over all things, including evil, even though many theologians, reverence, doctors, and preachers deny it. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou which call thee by thy name am the God of Israel. For Jacob mine servant's sake and Israel mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteous. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation. And let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let the potsherds strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioneth it, What makest thou, or thy work? He hath no hands. Woe unto him that saith unto his father, What begettest thou, or to the woman, What hast thou brought forth? Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker, Ask of me of things to come concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hands command ye me. I have made the earth, and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their host have I commanded. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city, captives, not for price nor reward, saith the Lord of hosts. Thus saith the Lord, the labor of Egypt and merchandise of Ethiopia and of the Sabaeans, men of stature shall come over unto thee, and they shall be thine. They shall come after thee, in chains they shall come over. They shall fall down unto thee, they shall make supplication unto thee, saying, Surely God is in thee. And there is none else, there is no God. Verily thou art a God that hidest thyself, O God of Israel, the Savior. They shall be ashamed and also confounded, all of them. They shall go to confusion together that are makers of idols. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. He shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, and he hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, Seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves, and come draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image and pray unto God that cannot save. Tell ye and bring near ye, yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord, and there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior? There is none beside me. Look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return. Unto every me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say in the Lord, Have I righteousness and strength? Even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed in the Lord. Shall all the seed of Israel be In the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory. Well, that's a beautiful chapter, the 45th chapter of Isaiah. Isaiah proclaims that God is the only one we can look to for hope in this world and in the next. Our salvation is in Christ alone. He says, even to your old age, even to hoar hairs will I carry you. To whom will you liken me and make me equal and compare me? He talks about those that make gods and bear him upon the shoulder. They carry him and set him in his place. Reminds me of people carrying the Pope around. Remember this and show yourselves men, bringing it again to mind, O ye transgressors. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country, yea, I have spoken it, I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, I will also do it. Hearken unto me, stout-hearted, that are far from righteousness. I bring near my righteousness, it shall not be far off. And my salvation shall not tarry, and I will place salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory. Prophet Isaiah is declaring that idols and the works of men's hands and anything they concoct to try to make them acceptable to a false god is without any merit or solution for their fallen condition. Isaiah, the prophet, shows the utter folly of those worshiping other gods and the resulting condition of these wretches. Well, he says, therefore shall evil come upon thee. Thou shalt not know from whence it riseth, and mischief shall fall upon thee. Thou shalt not be able to put it off, and desolation shall come upon thee suddenly. Well, there's a different story for those who are God's elect, the house of Jacob, the house of Israel, which are called by the name of Israel. You know, the Lord of hosts is his name. I've declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth. I showed them, I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. I even from the beginning declared it to thee before it came to pass. I showed it thee, lest thou shouldst say, mine idol hath done them, and my graven image and my molten image hath commanded them. I have showed thee new things from this time, even hidden things thou didst not know them. They are created now, and not from the beginning, even before the day when thou heardest them not, lest thou shouldst say, behold, I knew them. Yea, thou heardest not. Yea, thou knewest not. Yea, from that time thine ear was not open, for I knew that thou wouldst deal very treacherously, and was called a transgressor from the womb. For my name's sake will I defer mine anger, and for my praise will I refrain for thee, that I cut thee not off. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. For mine own sake, even for mine own sake, will I do it. For how should my name be polluted, and I will not give my glory unto another? Hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my called. I am he, I am the first, I also am the last. Mine hand also hath laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand hath spanned the heavens. When I called unto them, they stand up together. All ye assemble yourselves, and hear which among them hath declared these things. Well, this is the proclamation of the prophet Isaiah regarding God and who he is and his majesty. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldst go. The Lord hath redeemed his servant Jacob. He caused the water to flow out of the rock for them. There is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. Isaiah 48:1-22. The Lord hath called me from the womb, from the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my name, and he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword, in the shadow of his hand hath he hid me, and made me a polished shaft, in his quiver hath he hid me, and said unto me, thou art my servant, O with whom I have glorified. Welcome aboard, Tappan Manna. And now, saith the Lord, that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him. Though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes, and my God shall be my strength. And he said, Is it a light thing? It is a light thing. Those should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Thus saith the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, the Lord, his Holy One, to whom man despiseth, to whom the nation abhorreth, to a servant and rulers kings shall see and arise, princes also shall worship. Because of the Lord that is faithful, and the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose thee. Thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, in the day of salvation have I helped thee. And I will preserve thee and give thee for a covenant of the people to establish the earth, to inherit the desolate heritages. That thou mayest say to the prisoners, go forth to them that are in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed in the ways, and their pastures shall be in all high places. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them. For he that hath mercy on them shall lead them, even by the springs of water shall he guide them. And I will make all my mountains away, and my highways shall be exalted. Can a woman forget her suckling child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget. Yet I will not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. As I live, saith the Lord, thou shalt surely clothe thee with them all, as with an ointment, and bind them on thee as a bride doeth. Well, those are wonderful promises in the book of Isaiah regarding God's protection over his people. And the dichotomy that the prophet Isaiah shows is irrefutable, that God has an eternal love, and that love is from eternity past into eternity future, and nothing can alter that love and is unchanging. Well, he is our salvation. He's our perfect sacrifice. He is the one who went to the cross for us. He says, I gave my back to the smiters and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. Jesus has suffered in our stead. He was a perfect sacrifice that reconciled us to God. He became our righteousness, and we look to Christ as our only hope of eternal salvation. There's no other place for us to rest but in the completed work of Christ. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, and my arm shall judge the people. The isles shall wait upon me, and on mine arms shall they trust. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look upon the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment. And they that dwell therein shall die in like manner, but my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. I, even I, am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou shouldst be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the son of man that shall be made as grass? Well, we are told that there's perfect love casteth out fear. There's no fear in love. Welcome aboard, Benjamin Gershon. Thus saith the Lord, and thy God that pleadeth the cause of his people. Behold, I've taken out of thine hand the cup of even the dregs of the cup of my fury. Thou shalt no more drink it again, but I will put it in the hand of them that afflict thee, which have said to thy soul, bow down that we may go over. Thou hast laid my body as the ground and as the street to them that went over. Isaiah 51, 1 through 23. What it must have been to live during the time that our Lord was crucified and to have viewed him riding the week before into Jerusalem on a donkey and the masses of the people crying out, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. And then a few days later, mocked and a crown of thorns placed on his head and him paraded before the people in shame. And then to see him crucified between two thieves must have been a shock to these people. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of them that bringeth good tidings, that publish peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publish salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice, with the voice together shall they sing. For they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion. Break forth into joy. Sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord hath comforted his people. He hath redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. The greatest story ever told, the beautiful story of his visage being marred more than any man, that his people now have put on the garments of his righteousness, and we are to break forth in joy and proclamation as to what he has done for the people. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. For thy Maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. For the Lord had called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord, that hath mercy on thee. Welcome aboard, Dave Vandeveen. Glad to have you with us this morning. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children, in righteousness shalt thou be established. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Isaiah 54, 1 through 17. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Salvation cannot be earned by man, and he has nothing to do with his own salvation. the humanistic doctrine of the free will of man does not exist. It is a lie from the pit of hell. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. There's only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Our help comes from God, who created all things for himself. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, prosper in the things whereto I send it. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. What a marvelous thought, that of all of God's creation, even the trees clap their hands to make to their Maker in worship and praise. Well, the Apostle Paul asked a very important question in the 9th chapter of Romans. Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? Romans 9:21. The quickening power is in the Holy Spirit. It's not in ourselves. I create the fruit of the lips. Peace to him that is afar off and to him that is near, saith the Lord, and I will heal him. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose water casteth mire and dirt. There's no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. Isaiah 57:19-21. God is the one himself who does all the work in his elect to bring about his desired outcome. But the wicked reprobate can do absolutely nothing to save himself. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee, but the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. Isaiah 60:19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prisons to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Isaiah 61:1-3. The prophet Isaiah is setting forth the spiritual Jerusalem, or Zion, in all of her beauty, that is the bride of Christ, and Christ himself and his preservation of her. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until the righteous thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth, and the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called name which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighteth in thee. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee, and as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. I have set thee a watchman upon the walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence. Well, God has done his work. He's finished the work. Jesus has finished the work that his Father sent him to do. Say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and shall be called, sought out, the city not forsaken. Isaiah 6. Well, I'm going to stop there for today. It's a great proclamation by Prophet Isaiah. I've been reading from this book, God Does Not Love Everyone, but He Does Love His Elect from everlasting to everlasting. It was a great joy for me to work on that book, merely gleaning, pulling scriptures from the Bible that accent His sovereignty in all things, including our salvation. That is the proclamation this morning. He hath done all things well. May God bless you today in a special way this Wednesday and go with you. It's my prayer. God bless.